Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 9.
Bonjour à tous et nous sommes super contents d'être de retour avec vous et d'être de retour avec Marc. Comment vas-tu Marc ?
Moi je vais très bien et toi ?
Moi je vais très très bien aussi parce que j'ai passé un super week-end.
Et tu veux bien nous dire pourquoi ?
Oui Marc, en fait c'est très simple, c'était mon anniversaire.
Ah, joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire.
Merci beaucoup Marc.
Une chanson très difficile.
À chanter, oui.
Ouais. Bon, nous sommes de retour avec encore un épisode de Coffee Break French et nous sommes très contents d'être ici avec vous, encore une fois. Cette fois-ci, c'est encore un mail de Monique, la mère de Sylvie. Et bien sûr, elle écrit à Sylvie. Donc, nous allons écouter son mail maintenant.
C'est parti!
Salut ma fille, comment vas-tu aujourd'hui? Comment te sens-tu dans ton petit chez-toi? Cela fait déjà une semaine que tu as déménagé. Que le temps passe vite. Je suis retournée chez Pierre Import. Je t'ai pris un tout petit truc pour décorer ton salon. Bon, sinon, ça y est, nous en savons un peu plus concernant le dernier voyage de ton père. Cela sera bien la Martinique, comme prévu. Il part fin mai, pendant 10 jours. Quand j'y repense, il a vraiment beaucoup voyagé grâce à son métier. C'est quand même super de pouvoir travailler au Conseil de l'Europe. Tu imagines, il est parti dans pratiquement tous les pays d'Europe, ainsi que les DOM-TOM. Il a visité la Guadeloupe, la Martinique, la Réunion, Mayotte et la Polynésie française. Il est aussi allé dans plusieurs pays francophones, tels que le Maroc, la Tunisie, la Côte d'Ivoire, le Sénégal et Québec. C'est un métier qui semble très attrayant, mais pas quand on a une famille. Je pense que les jeunes d'aujourd'hui, qui veulent aller voir le monde, adoreraient avoir un métier comme le sien. Mais maintenant, il est temps pour lui de laisser sa place à un plus jeune. De ce fait, comme je l'avais mentionné dans mon précédent email, nous allons venir à Paris du 7 mai au 11 mai, du mercredi au dimanche. J'espère que cela te convient. Nous avons mis une option sur les billets, donc pourrais-tu me répondre rapidement, du coup ? Il me tarde vraiment beaucoup de te voir et aussi de visiter ton nouvel appartement et d'avoir une petite idée de ta nouvelle vie. En plus, tu as vu, je fais l'effort de venir à la capitale pour te voir. Comme quoi, tout le monde change. Je vois que tu es toujours autant débordé au boulot. J'espère que cela se tassera un peu et que tu pourras avoir une petite vie sociale à côté de ta vie professionnelle. Je suis enchantée de voir que tu ne te laisses pas abattre et que tu commences à sortir un peu avec tes collègues. Profites-en tant que tu le peux. Tu es jeune. Pour papa, il ne travaille pas le vendredi, donc cela nous donne un long week-end. On va souvent marcher. La semaine dernière, nous avons marché 15 kilomètres. C'était vraiment impressionnant les paysages que nous avons pu voir. Quant à Guillaume, il a parlé d'un retour pour quelques jours de vacances fin juin. Je te confirmerai quand j'en saurai plus. À très bientôt, ma belle. Bise, maman.
Eh bien, une fois de plus, Marc, un texte très intéressant, avec de nouvelles expressions, de nouvelles structures.
Et du vocabulaire nouveau, comme d'habitude.
Eh oui. Et tu peux nous en dire un peu plus en anglais, Marc, s'il te plaît.
Bien sûr. So, as ever, Monique begins her email warmly greeting her daughter. She asks Sylvie how she's getting on in her new apartment.
Comment te sens-tu dans ton petit chez-toi ?
Time seems to be passing quickly, as Sylvie has already been in her new home for over a week. It seems that Monique has again visited the home store, Pierre-Emport, to buy Sylvie yet another little housewarming gift. Things seem to have sorted themselves out as far as Sylvie's father's work trip is concerned. He'll be heading off to Martinique at the end of May, and Monique mentions how it must be fascinating to have a job like his travelling all across Europe and indeed to other French-speaking areas of the world. However, she feels that it's time for Sylvie's dad to give up his job for someone younger.
Il est temps pour lui de laisser sa place à un plus jeune.
As planned, Monique and her husband are going to visit Sylvie in Paris from the 7th until the 11th of May. The dates aren't quite finalised yet. She's waiting for Sylvie to confirm before making a definitive booking. She's really looking forward to seeing Sylvie's flat and to getting to know more about her new life in Paris. Monique mentions that she's pleased to hear that things are easing a bit at work for Sylvie and that she's managing to get a bit of a social life with her new friends and colleagues. Monique and her husband are also getting the chance to relax a bit as he no longer works on a Friday. They've taken up walking, and they've recently done a 15-kilometre walk. They thoroughly enjoyed seeing the beautiful countryside on their walk. Before finishing her email, Monique mentions that Sylvie's brother Guillaume is hopefully coming back to France from Japan for a holiday at the end of June.
Guillaume a parlé d'un retour pour quelques jours, fin juin.
And that is pretty much a summary of this week's email from Monique to Sylvie. Et vous savez maintenant ce qui va se passer.
Bien oui, comme d'habitude, j'ai choisi quatre expressions que nous allons maintenant regarder.
Et donc, nous allons commencer avec la première. And this is a short expression, but an interesting one. Let's have a listen.
Que le temps passe vite.
Que le temps passe vite.
Now, que le temps passe vite is something I'm sure that everyone will understand. Le temps passe vite. The time is passing quickly. But this que at the beginning, why do we use a que at the beginning?
It's for emphasis, Mark.
So we're emphasizing that time is passing quickly. I suppose in English we could be saying something like, how quickly time is passing, how time flies.
How time flies, that's what we say.
When you're having fun. How would we say that in French? How time flies when you're having fun?
Le temps passe vite quand on s'amuse. So in context here, que le temps passe vite quand on s'amuse.
Ok, donc que le temps passe vite. How quickly time is passing. Isn't time passing quickly?
Yeah, isn't time passing quickly, yes.
I've heard qu'est-ce que used in this way. Qu'est-ce que le temps passe vite?
Yeah, it's not the same register of language, if you know what I mean here. I think it's more spoken French.
Ok, so I suppose that works as well if we're saying, what are you doing? Que fais-tu? In a more correct French. But equally, we can say, qu'est-ce que tu fais? In a more colloquial spoken French.
But these would be questions, yeah. Whereas here, obviously, as for emphasis, it's not a question.
Absolutely.
Qu'est-ce que le temps passe vite could be also used here.
For emphasis.
Yes, for emphasis.
So, just to be absolutely clear here, we can use qu'est-ce que, the way that we are very familiar with using qu'est-ce que is in a question. So, qu'est-ce que tu fais? Qu'est-ce que tu lis? Qu'est-ce que tu regardes? What are you reading? And all of these are questions, and we could use the que form too. So, qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Que fais-tu?
Qu'est-ce que tu lis?
Que lis-tu?
Qu'est-ce que tu regardes?
Que regardes-tu?
However, we can also use qu'est-ce que or que in this sort of assertion way when we're asserting something and we're putting emphasis in it. So, for example, we could say, Qu'est-ce que tu es intelligent, Pierre-Benoît ?
Pareillement, Marc. Que tu es intelligent.
Merci. We can use it therefore as qu'est-ce que or que using this emphasis.
I remember, Marc, le petit chaperon rouge, quand j'étais jeune.
Quand t'étais jeune.
Il y a très longtemps, malheureusement.
Et donc, dans cette histoire,
Il y a un passage où la personne dit que tu as de grandes oreilles.
What big ears you have.
C'est pour mieux t'entendre, mon enfant.
All the better to hear you with, my child.
Que tu as de grands yeux.
What big eyes you have.
C'est pour mieux te voir, mon enfant.
It's all the better to see you with.
Que tu as de grandes dents.
What big teeth you have.
C'est pour mieux te manger.
All the better to eat you with. Yeah, I think we're possibly getting a little carried away here. The good thing about this is that even though que in this sense is perhaps slightly higher in register than qu'est-ce, the fact that it's in children's storybooks, every French speaker would use this completely naturally.
Of course.
So, I think it's time to move on.
Oh, oui, vraiment.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Ok, let's get on with the lesson.
Alors, la deuxième expression, Marc.
Je pense que les jeunes d'aujourd'hui, qui veulent aller voir le monde, adoreraient avoir un métier comme le sien.
Adoreraient avoir un métier comme le sien. So, I think that the youth of today, I think that young people today, je pense que les jeunes d'aujourd'hui, adoreraient avoir un métier comme le sien. Would love to have a job like his. And it's this le sien that I wanted to pick up on here.
C'est difficile ça, hein? Le mien.
Le tien.
Le sien.
Le nôtre.
Le vôtre.
Le leur.
Excellent, Marc. Et alors, on peut refaire tout ça, mais au féminin?
Mais bien sûr. Donc, ce serait la mienne.
La tienne.
La sienne.
La nôtre.
La vôtre.
Et la leur.
C'est très facile, en fait. Et au pluriel?
C'est encore plus facile, Marc. En fait, you just need to put les, which is spelled
L-E-S,
and after each of the pronouns that you use,
whether it's the masculine or the feminine one,
you just add an S.
Exactly. However, what we need to think a little bit about is the translation of this, because Monique is saying the young people today would love to have a job like his. And the tricky thing here is that his in English, theoretically, the word his on its own could be either a possessive adjective or a possessive pronoun. In this sense, it's a pronoun. And the decision as to whether it's a pronoun or an adjective will take you two different routes in French. So here, a job like his, un métier comme le sien, like the his one, if you like. Whereas his job would be, of course, son métier, the possessive adjective son, but the possessive pronoun, where it stands for the noun, is le sien.
Merci Marc pour cette bonne explication et puis surtout une très bonne expression que nos auditeurs pourront réutiliser.
Tout à fait. Ok, nous allons continuer avec notre troisième expression.
J'espère que cela se tassera un peu et que tu pourras avoir une petite vie sociale à côté de ta vie professionnelle.
Interesting this one. J'espère que cela se tassera un peu.
Oui, du verbe se tasser.
Et se tasser veut dire?
Things are going to settle down even.
To settle down, to calm down a bit. I hope that things calm down a bit. I hope things settle down a bit. et que tu pourras avoir une petite vie sociale, and that you'll be able to have a little bit of a social life as well as your professional life, or besides your professional life. However, I'm thinking here mostly of the j'espère que plus...
Le futur.
Bien sûr, j'espère que cela se tassera un peu. Now, we've covered this already in our course, but I just wanted to reinforce this. J'espère que plus future.
When in English, you would tend to use just a present mark.
Yeah, I hope things calm down a bit. We could say here, I hope things will settle down a little. But equally, we could say, I hope that things calm down or settle down a little. And even if we use the present tense in English, we would have to use the future tense in French. Okay, let's test our listeners. Number one.
I hope everything goes well.
So in English, we're using a present tense, but in French, we have to use a future tense. So we would say...
J'espère que tout ira bien.
Literally, I hope that everything will go well. What about a second one? I hope that she arrives on time. So again, we're using a present tense here in English. I hope that she arrives on time. But in French, we have to change this to a future. I hope that she will arrive on time.
J'espère qu'elle arrivera à l'heure.
J'espère qu'elle arrivera à l'heure. On time, à l'heure. Okay, so that's j'espère plus the future when you're talking about something that's going to be happening in the future. J'espère que cela se tassera un peu. I hope things calm down a little. Okay, one final expression. Let's have a listen.
Profites-en tant que tu le peux. Tu es jeune.
So here Monique is telling her daughter that she's pleased that she's able to get out a little with her colleagues and enjoy herself a bit more. So profites-en, literally, take advantage of it, profites-en, or maybe in better English...
Make the most of.
Yeah, make the most of it. Tant que tu le peux. Literally, for as long as you it can. For as long as you it can, that le in there referring to something we don't mention in English, and we've spoken about that last time. Tant que tu le peux, while you can. Make the most of it while you can, because you're young, you're still young. Tu es jeune. Profites-en tant que tu peux.
And I think a fair point we can make here, Mark, is that our listeners may hear some French people escamoter le, i.e. they might not say le. So that would become profites-en tant que tu peux.
Yeah, it's almost like they're kind of swallowing that le, tant que tu peux.
But it's spoken French, Mark, remember?
Indeed. Okay, I think that is about it for this lesson.
Before we finish, Mark, can you remind our listeners how to get more out of Coffee Break French experience?
Of course. If you head over to coffeebreakfrench.com and click on the link for Season 4, and there you'll find out how to get access to the language study episode. The episode that you've just listened to covers 4 phrases. However, in the language study episode, we go through every single thing that Monique has said in her email, talking about the grammar, the idiomatic expressions, and the new vocabulary. So there are also transcripts for that episode and this episode, so you're able to follow everything that is said. So that's coffeebreakfrench.com and click on the link for Season 4. Voilà, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Merci encore.
À la prochaine.
Au revoir. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's PACTcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.